your own research, come to your own conclusion, and read, and figure out what it is you truly believe on the stance. And that's why us here at Health Masters, Dad and I, we do the best we can to bring you really unbiased research, just straight up research from a critical thinking standpoint. This is what it says. Why does it say this? What does this mean? And why do you need to understand it, Dad?
Well, same thing I just mentioned a minute ago. I ask a pastor friend, why do you continue to defend this show host who uses God's name in vain repeatedly, who basically is a serial adulterer, who stays drunk on the show and hangs out with perverts? Why do you defend him? That's critical thinking. You know, we've got to ask ourselves a question. Who told you to believe what you believe? Who programmed you that way? And that these are the questions that I ask myself all the time. You know, I'll have a behavioral paradigm that I've had for many, many years, and I start looking at it. I'm just going to give you an example, all right? I was a hardcore Zionist for many years, huge pro-Israel guy. I was. I taught it. I mean, I was pro-Israel, pro-Zionism. Then finally, one day, someone said to me, have you read what the Babylonian Talmud says about Christians? And I'm like, well, no. They said, why are you promoting this? And I said, well, because my pastor promoted it. But then my response was, well, what does it say? Oh, yeah, that started it all. And then I started realizing that Jesus is a demon-possessed sorcerer. The Virgin Mary was a whore. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't believe this. Why am I promoting this? And then I started finding it's tied into Kabbalah and tied into witchcraft and tied into gematria. And I'm saying, what the heck, man? And then I find out about the Scofield Bible. Oh, look, that was, and Samuel Untermeyer, and you know, his promotion of the Federal Reserve Act, and promotion of Zionism, and his declaring war on Germany in 1933. And I said, whoa, stop! It was like information overload, Austin. And it took me about 6 years to really figure out who and what in the world was going on. And all of a sudden I thought, wow, was I wrong? See, this is critical thinking. You've got to be able to ask yourself a question. Why? If you see me on a TV show and I weigh 400 pounds or I got a giant gut hanging over my belly and, you know, and I'm drunk and I'm using God's name in vain and I'm telling everybody I'm a Christian and I'm a health guy, you're going to be like, what the heck? Critical thinking skills, and they're not being taught in schools anymore. We're not asking ourselves why. I mean, I asked that pastor this morning. Now he basically told me not to email him again, which is fine. I don't mind. I got enough other people to talk to. Good grief. So I'm okay with that. But think about it for a second. Here's a person who's a national leader who won't even look at what's really going on and what's really happening and refuses to see it. Why is that? It's because of the cultural paradigms. It's because of normalcy bias. It's because they refuse to look at what they believe and why they believe it.